Module 8, how we actively listen. We should remember that hearing is not the same as listening. Hearing is the perceiving and being aware of a sound, voice, or noise. Listening is actually paying attention to that sound. Our brains hear, but our minds have to listen so that we can understand. Active listening is making the conscious effort to hear, understand, and retain the information being relayed to us. Here is my list of the most important steps we can take to be on our way to being better active listeners. First, commit to becoming a better listener. Have the intention and authentic desire to listen, to care, and to show concern when we are talking with others. I mean, why not? We are talking here about people who are in our lives in some capacity. We owe it to them. Next, commit to and take action on increasing your emotional intelligence. When we have more self-awareness and better self-regulation of our emotions and reactions, we can be better equipped for handling a variety of conversations, conflicts, and situations. If you have ADD, make sure it is being addressed. If you are a fast or low talker, be aware of how this can hinder the other person's ability to actively listen to you and take action to improve upon that. Increasing emotional intelligence begins with self-awareness. Next, pay attention. Some of us with overactive minds need to make a stronger effort on this. But give the other person your full attention. Show them that nothing is more important than what they are saying at that moment, even if that's not really the case. Do not be thinking of what you want to say next while they are speaking. Give the other person your full attention. Next, reduce noise and distractions as much as possible. Put the phone down. If the place you're in is too loud, step outside or move to a better place until the conversation is finished. Don't be trying to keep an eye or ear on a sports game or news story that's on the TV nearby. Don't try to have important conversations at a concert or noisy venue. Give it the courtesy of waiting until the venue is appropriate. Next, make constant eye contact. Be engaged. The same way you would want someone to be while you are speaking. Next, be aware of your body language. No crossed arms. Don't writhe or shake your hands or your leg out of nervousness. It's distracting. Let your body language speak. Lean into the conversation a little without getting too close. Appear interested and engaged. Next. Sometimes repeating the other person's last word or phrase lets them know that we are listening and engaged. So sprinkle the end of the conversations with uh-huh and right. Next, don't interrupt. Even if you think you are defending your beliefs or adding to the conversation, let the other person talk and listen to them. Interrupting, even at the most fundamental level, is rude and should never be acceptable. Next, remember that just like us, people like to be heard. And many people like to talk about themselves. Let's give them their turn and be patient while we're waiting for ours. And lastly, keep this awareness and desire to be a better listener fresh in your mind always. Give yourself time to reestablish new habits and be patient with yourself and others while you do so.